Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Here we are, down the home stretch of Bowser the Hound, written by Thornton W. Burgess. We have one more episode left, and then we'll be done with this book. I hope that you have enjoyed it, because I know that we have. And don't forget, for March's Reading Month, we are going to read a Sherlock Holmes story, or stories. I have to see what I can find. Hopefully you have some reading planned out for March. I know for me, I'm waiting on a book about Samuel Adams, and hopefully that book becomes available soon. I placed my hold on the copy from the library back on November 11th of last year. I should have bought that book by now. But oh well, I like using my library as much as I can, and I patronize a branch probably at least once a month, I would say. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Chapter 36, Reddy Hides the Fat Hen. Dishonesty will run away, where honesty will boldly stay. Bowser the Hound. Reddy Fox was in a fix. He certainly was in a fix. Here he was with the fat hen, which he had come such a long, long way to get, and no chance to eat it, for Bowser the Hound was on his trail. Ordinarily, Reddy Fox can run faster than can Bowser, but it is one thing to run with nothing to carry, and another thing altogether too, with a burden as heavy as a fat hen. Reddy's wits were working quite as fast as his legs. "I can't carry this fat hen far," thought Reddy, "for Bowser will surely catch me. I don't want to drop it, because I have come such a long way to get it, and goodness knows when I will be able to catch another. The thing for me to do is to hide it where I can come back and get it after I get rid of that pesky dog. Goodness, what a noise he makes!" As he ran, Reddy watched sharply this way and that way for a place to hide the fat hen. He knew he must find a place soon, because already that fat hen was growing very heavy. Presently he spied the hollow stump of a tree. He didn't know it was hollow when he first saw it, but from its looks he thought it might be. The top of it was only about 2 feet above the ground. Reddy stopped and stood up on his hind legs so as to see if the top of that stump was hollow. It was. With a quick look this way and that way to make sure he wasn't seen, he tossed the fat hen over into the hollow and then, with a sigh of relief, darted away. With the weight of that fat hen off his shoulders and the worry about it off his mind, Reddy could give all his attention to getting rid of Bowser the Hound. He had no intention of running any farther than he must. In the first place, he had traveled so far that he did not feel like running. In the second place, he wanted to get back to that hollow stump and the fat hen just as soon as possible. It wasn't long before Reddy realized that it was not going to be so easy to fool Bowser the Hound. Bowser was too wise to be fooled by common tricks such as breaking the trail by jumping far to one side after running back on his own tracks a little way, or by running along a fallen tree and jumping from the end of it as far as he could. Of course, he tried these tricks, but each time Bowser simply made a big circle with his nose to the ground and picked up Reddy's new trail. Reddy didn't know that country about there at all, and little by little he began to realize how much this meant. At home, he knew every foot of the ground for a long distance in every direction. This made all the difference in the world because he knew just how to play all kinds of tricks. but here it was different. It seemed to him that all he could do was to run and run. Chapter 37. Farmer Brown's Boy Has a Glad Surprise. The sweetest sound in the world is the voice of one you love, Bowser the Hound. Farmer Brown's boy had an errand which took him far from home. He harnessed the horse to a sleigh and started off right after dinner. Now it happened that his errand took him in the direction of the farm where Bowser the Hound had been taken such good care of, and where Reddy Fox had that very day caught the fat hen. Farmer Brown's boy was not thinking of Bowser. You see, he had already visited most of the farms in that direction in his search for Bowser and had found no trace of him. It was a beautiful day to be sleighing, and Farmer Brown's boy was whistling merrily, for there's nothing he enjoys more than a sleigh ride. He had almost reached the place he had started for when way off across the fields to his right he heard a dog. Now Farmer Brown's boy enjoys listening to the sound of a hound chasing a fox. There is something about it which stirs the blood. He stopped whistling and stopped the horse in order that he might listen better. At first that sound was very, very faint, but as Farmer Brown's boy listened, it grew louder and clearer. Suddenly, Farmer Brown's boy leaped up excitedly. "That's Bowser!" he cried. "As soon as I live, that's good old Bowser. I would know that voice among a million." He leaped from the sleigh and tied the horse. Then he climbed over the fence and began to run across the snow-covered fields. He could tell from the sound in what direction Bowser was running. He could tell from the appearance of the country about where Reddy Fox would be likely to lead Bowser, and he ran for a place which he felt sure Reddy would be likely to pass. Louder and louder sounded the great voice of Bowser, and faster ran Farmer Brown's boy to reach that place before Bowser should pass. The louder that great voice sounded, the more absolutely certain Farmer Brown's boy became that it was the voice of Bowser, and a great joy filled his heart. At last he reached an old road. He felt certain that Reddy would follow that road, so he hid behind an old stone wall on the edge of it. He did not have long to wait. A red form appeared around a turn in the old road, running swiftly. Then it stopped and stood perfectly still. Of course, it was Reddy Fox. He was listening to make sure just how far behind him Bowser was. He listened for only a moment and then started on as swiftly as before. Right down the road, past Farmer Brown's boy, Reddy ran, and never once suspected he was being watched. A few minutes later, another form appeared around the turn in the road. It was Bowser. Yes, sir, it was Bowser. With a glad cry, Farmer Brown's boy jumped over the stone wall and waited. Chapter 38. Reddy Goes Back for His Fat Hen. Joy will make a puppy of an old dog, Bowser the Hound. When Bowser the Hound is following the trail of Reddy Fox, it takes a great deal to make him leave that trail. His love of the hunt is so great that, as a rule, nothing short of losing the trail will make him stop. He will follow it until he cannot follow it any longer. But for once, Bowser actually forgot that he was following Reddy Fox. Yes, sir, he did. As he came down that old road with his nose in Reddy's tracks, he was so intent on what he was doing that he didn't see Farmer Brown's boy waiting for him. He didn't see him until he almost ran into him. For just a second, Bowser stared in utter surprise. Then with a little yelp of pure joy, he leaped up and did his best to lick his master's face. Could you have seen Bowser, you might have thought that he was just a foolish young puppy. He cut up such wild antics to express his joy. He yelped and whined and barked. He nearly knocked Farmer Brown's boy down by leaping up on him. He raced around in circles. When at last he was still long enough, Farmer Brown's boy just threw his arms around him and hugged him. He hugged him so hard he made Bowser squeal. Then two of the happiest folks in all the great world started back across the snow-covered fields to the sleigh. Bowser and Farmer Brown's boy were not the only ones who rejoiced. Reddy Fox had been badly worried. Although he had tried every trick he could think of, he had not been able to get rid of Bowser, and he had just about made up his mind that there was nothing for it but to start back to the old pasture, which was so far away. That would mean giving up the fat hen, which he had hidden in the hollow stump. Of course, Reddy knew the instant that Bowser began to yelp and bark that something had happened. What it was, he couldn't imagine. He sat down to wait and listen. Then he heard the voice of Farmer Brown's boy. Reddy knew that voice and he grinned, for he felt sure that Bowser would give up the hunt. He grinned because now he would have a chance to go back for that fat hen. At the same time, that grin was not wholly a happy grin, because Reddy knew that now Bowser would return to his home. Presently, Reddy very carefully crept back to a place where he could see what was going on. He watched Farmer Brown's boy start back for the road and the sleigh. He watched Farmer Brown's boy start back for the road and the sleigh, with Bowser jumping up on him and racing around him like a foolish young puppy. He waited only long enough to make sure that Bowser would not come back. Then he turned and trotted swiftly along his own back trail towards that hollow stump into which he had tossed that fat hen. Reddy's thoughts were very pleasant thoughts, for they were all of the fine dinner of which he now felt sure. Chapter 39, A Vanished Dinner. This fact you'll find where'er you go is true of fox or dog or man. Dishonesty has never paid, and what is more, it never can. Bowser the Hound. Very pleasant were the thoughts of Reddy Fox as he turned back to the swamp where was the hollow stump in which he had hidden the fat hen he had stolen. Yes, sir, very pleasant were the thoughts of Reddy Fox. He felt sure that no dinner he had ever eaten had tasted anywhere near as good as would the dinner he was about to enjoy. In the first place, his stomach had not been really filled for a long time. Food had been scarce, and while Reddy had always obtained enough to keep him from starving, it was a long time since he had had a really good meal. He had, you remember, traveled a very long distance to catch that fat hen, and it had been many hours since he had had a bite of anything. There's nothing like a good appetite to make things taste good. Reddy certainly had the appetite to make that fat hen the finest dinner a fox ever ate. So with pleasant thoughts of the feast to come, Reddy trotted along swiftly. Presently, he reached the little swamp in which was the hollow stump. As he drew near it, he moved very carefully. You see, he was not quite sure that all was safe. He knew that the farmer from whom he had stolen that fat hen had seen him run away with it, and he feared that that farmer might be hiding somewhere about with a terrible gun. So Reddy used his eyes and his ears and his nose as only he can use them. All seemed safe. It was as still in that little swamp as if no living creature had ever visited it. Stopping every few steps to look, listen, and sniff, Reddy approached that hollow stump. Quite certain in his own mind that there was no danger, Reddy lightly leaped up on that old stump and peeped into the hollow in the top. Then he blinked his eyes very fast indeed. If ever There has been a surprised fox in all the great world. That one was ready. There was no fat hen in that hollow. Reddy couldn't believe it. He wouldn't believe it. That fat hen just had to be there. He blinked his eyes some more and looked again. All he saw in that hollow stump was a feather. The fat hen had vanished. All Reddy's dreams of a good dinner vanished too. A great rage took their place. Somebody had stolen his fat hen. Reddy looked about him hurriedly and anxiously. There wasn't a sign of anybody about, or that anybody had been there. Reddy's anger began to give place to wonder, and then to something very like fear. How could anybody have taken that fat hen and left no trace? And how could a fat hen with a broken neck disappear of its own accord? It gave Reddy a creepy feeling. Chapter 40. Where was Reddy's dinner? Often it is better to look for a new trail than to waste time hunting for an old one. Bowser the Hound. Reddy Fox is used to all sorts of queer happenings. Yes, sir, he is used to all sorts of queer happenings, and as a rule, Reddy is seldom puzzled for long. You see, he is such a clever fellow himself that anyone clever enough to fool him for long must be very clever indeed. This time, however, all the cleverness of his sharp wits did him no good. The fat hen he had hidden in a hollow stump had disappeared without leaving trace. Reddy's first thought was that probably the farmer from whom he had stolen the fat hen had found it and taken it away. At once he began to use that wonderful nose of his, searching for the scent of that farmer. Very carefully, he sniffed all about the top of that old stump and inside the hollow. There wasn't the faintest scent of anybody there. Then he jumped down and, with his nose to the ground, ran all around the stump, sniffing, sniffing, sniffing. The only thing he discovered was the scent of Bowser the Hound, and he knew that Bowser had not taken that fat hen because, as you remember, Bowser had kept right on chasing him. Reddy began to feel afraid of that old stump. People usually are afraid of mysterious things, and it certainly was very mysterious that a fat hen with a broken neck should disappear without leaving any trace at all. Reddy sat down at a little distance and did a lot of hard thinking. He looked every which way, even up in the treetops, but all his looking was in vain. It was so mysterious that if he hadn't known positively that he was awake, he would have thought it was all a dream. But Reddy is something of a philosopher. That fat hen was gone, and there was no use in wasting time puzzling over it. There were other fat hens where that one came from, and he would just have to catch another. So Reddy trotted through the swamp till he came to the edge of it. There his keen nose found the scent of the farmer. It didn't take him 2 minutes to discover that the farmer had followed Bowser the Hound to the edge of the swamp and then gone back. Eagerly, Reddy looked over to the farmyard for those fat hens. They too had disappeared. Not one was to be seen, but there was no mystery about the disappearance of these other fat hens. He heard the muffled crow of the big rooster. It came from the hen house. All those fat hens had been shut up. It was perfectly plain to Reddy that the farmer suspected Reddy might return, and he didn't intend to lose another fat hen. With a little yelp of disappointment, Reddy turned his back on the farm and trotted off into the woods.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Grapes, and the audio clips were provided by NASA. For more information, to contact us, or to download podcast extras, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com. Also, if you haven't done so, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space